Hi, I'm Alyssa Sangster, Executive Director of the Forte Foundation, and I'm here with Arian Rathsack, who leads our MBA campus activities. You're listening to the third episode in our new podcast series, Men as Allies. In this program, we're talking to young men getting involved in issues of gender equality, particularly on MBA campuses. Over the past few years, there's been a surge of interest from men interested in helping bring about change. So we started this podcast to learn more about how they are challenging the status quo. Last week, we heard from Daniel Ingram, an MBA from the Wharton School in Philadelphia. Daniel told us that the strong women in his life, both in his family and in school, were his inspiration to speak out on gender equality. Our guest today, Matthew Pilnick, has a similar experience.
I have always had very strong female role models. My mom got her MBA alongside my dad. She was a well-respected nurse in the ER in downtown Chicago. My wife's mom was a high-up executive at ExxonMobil. I had one grandma who was a model. I had one grandma who was a real estate agent, recognized with a few awards in Indianapolis. I've just always had female role models. I've always struggled to understand where the problem was in any kind of inequality. And since graduating, I've actually only ever had female managers. I've never had a male manager.
Matthew attended the Fuqua School of Business at Duke.
As an undergrad, I didn't spend a lot of time with this, but it was really at Fuqua where I really wanted to get involved. I had seen a women in business club at the company where I was working, Quintiles in North Carolina. And I thought it kind of sucked. It wasn't doing what I thought it could be doing. It seemed like more of a book club where the women would get together once every month or once every other month to talk about a great book that had come out recently. And it was a great way to have conversations, but the problem was it didn't really involve men. This was a problem on both sides because they weren't inviting men, but then men weren't really hearing about it. So there was a lack of interest on both sides to create this larger dynamic. And when I got to Fuqua and I had all these examples in my life and I'd seen this club and I said, you know what, I want to do all my normal clubs and I want to join the consulting club and learn about consulting, join the marketing club, learn about marketing. But there was something else that I just felt like I wanted to be involved with. So there was AWIB at Fuqua, the Association of Women in Business, that I emailed the guy who had been the male ally the first year and asked them how to get involved. And he said, you know, come in, join. We'd love to have more guys on board, and started there.
Matthew told us that most of the men he knew and talked to in school didn't perceive gender equality as a problem.
It's something that men can work on, that women are working on, that is getting better. But that's sort of the end of the thought process. For women, it's something they see and experience and have to deal with every single day. There's plenty of cases, plenty of studies, and any woman I've worked with can give me an example of how they said the exact same thing that a male colleague did and is received in a completely different manner. And I think the perspective is just that for men, it's not a problem, so to speak. So other than granting it face value, yes, that's something we're working on. I support any action done. That's where their involvement usually stops. And so I think that's what really drew me to get involved, because I think there was an opportunity to draw more men into action.
I think what Matthew says is true. I think for men, making it personal and being able to actually be involved in a conversation around this and be involved in something action oriented to see change happen can really affect their perspective. And I think it's easy to say, yes, I support that, but it's quite another thing to actually do something in support of that activity and to engage with an issue or a situation where they see gender equality.
And I think it's always been far too easy just to walk away from a situation and perhaps think that it'll fix itself. And so I think for him to kind of step up and becoming more involved, he is taking the right approach to seeing progressive change.
Matthew became the first year director for the Male Ambassador Program within the Women in Business Club at Fuqua. And the following year, he was co-director. We ask what he learned over his time running the program.
The biggest change to my thinking was that my scope and my understanding of the problem became bigger, both in terms of the number of people who are affected, and in terms of how insidious a problem it's going to be. When friends of mine and colleagues at Fuqua would ask me and find out that I was part of AWIB, you know, half the time they joke, "Oh, you must love women." I'm like, well, you know, you sort of have to smile and grin and say, yes, okay. That's not why I'm part of this club. That's sort of irrelevant, but it's a good joke. But then you can change the conversation. It's actually a fairly easy segue after the first 10 times you're asked the question to then turn into an informal conversation and move from, of course, to, have you worked with women before? What has been the worst experience you've had? And what's the best experience you've had? And it's always been about creating aha moments. I think having male allies is beneficial because it gives people more practice, and it also helps make guys look better, so to speak. You know, we're not all, you know, just mean or aggressive. There's a lot of us out here who would love to hear from you, but at the same time, it's hard for guys to, you know, it can be pretty hard for guys to see how they were being intimidating or why they were being intimidating.
Matthew is only in his first couple of weeks at his new job at Deloitte, but he's anxious to add value by jumping into the gender equality programs at the company.
I plan on emailing whoever I can find on the company website that's related to that club and saying, I'd like to get involved. How can I get involved? Even if I have to barge my way in there, because I think men need to be involved and should be involved and invited to be involved. And I know that as a man, that's a way that I can contribute right off the bat. And it's something that I want to do. But more to the point, I know that I'm never going to stop learning and getting a new perspective and seeing a different way of looking at things, and never going to stop hearing examples of how that has happened and hasn't happened between men and women.
Thanks to Matthew for sharing his story with us and inspiring us to take action. Are you an MBA student interested in starting or joining a Men as Allies group? Look for Forte's Men as Allies Toolkit on our website under the MBA drop-down menu at www.fortefoundation.org, and join us next week for another installment of the Men as Allies podcast. Follow us on social media by following the links at the bottom of our homepage.